96.1 and 102.1 The Wolf. Don Jarrett was special guest in the studio, and I always love it when Larry is here. Hello, Larry.
Good morning, Don.
Larry, with Champs Heart, one of our favorite local charities, and you brought a special guest with you today, and do you want to introduce Emily?
I want to introduce you to the answer to my prayers for the last 2 years. Emily Sellers, who's now the new executive director at Champs Heart.
Oh.
And I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to be her ambassador, and she's doing all the hard work.
Welcome, Emily.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. That's quite an intro.
Right.
It's been a pleasure to watch it grow over the last few years, especially.
Yeah.
Obviously, with a nonprofit getting going, you know, it's all about funding, and it's all about finding a place and keeping a place and then finding a place and then paying for the place. And
you bet.
And then keeping operations up, because it's solely on donations that
Absolutely.
You guys operate.
It's really helped that we got a permanent place out there on 45th East. What helped us bring Emily on is we got a $184,000 trust from Murdoch in Oregon that could only solely be used for her position. It goes over 3 years incrementally. So we are so thankful for the Murdoch Trust out of Oregon for doing that. And we are humming, you know, and we are so thankful to you and other members of this community, Don. Blows my socks off that there's a place for this in Eastern Idaho that people support.
Well, I think people really respond to Champs Heart because of the story. I mean, the story on how it began is a very personal story, your story. Yeah. For those people that don't know how Champs Heart began, give them the little short version of how this all started.
Well, I'll try and be short, but I was a pastor for 39 years, so you're going to have to cut me off, Don, okay? So in 2016, at the end of the year, I was diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. And I was never sick. They found it in my blood, and so I wasn't concerned about treatment. And my doctor said, well, statistically, if you don't get to Salt Lake as soon as you can, you have 18 months to live.
Wow.
And it was there that I met a young girl at primary while I was at Huntsman from Ashton, Idaho, 18 years old. Emily Baum was very sick with cancer as well. And at the end of my treatment, she had a couple months left. And I said, Emily, when you're done and I'm done and we're both healthy again from our cancer journeys, I'm going to bring Champ to Ashton for a buggy ride in the summer or a sleigh ride in the winter. And that was July of 2017. For all of us, a great sadness when Emily passed away in December. And so Champ's Heart then, not knowing what I was going to do, I couldn't be a pastor anymore. The treatment, 15,000 rads of radiation, had pretty much taken away my sight. I didn't know if that was going to come back. And I had all kinds of bodily function problems, so I had to retire as a pastor. And somebody asked me, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I have horses. I love children. Maybe I can do this for some of the children in my church that I used to pastor that have special needs. And then the thing just exploded. How surreal is it that now the first full-time paid executive director, highly qualified, that comes along is named Emily. So, I mean, it's just perfect. So people know, well, I didn't know Emily Baum, but I know this Emily Sellers, and I'm going to be there because of who she is and what she brings to the party. So,
wow.
That's the short version.
So Champ's Heart is beating strong in the community, and I know that we're doing something right here at The Wolf because we love getting involved with the community and giving back to the community. Whenever we show up someplace and Champ's Heart is there, our heart is literally in the right place with Champ's Heart. And you mentioned Emily, and Emily is taken over as the executive director. Is that the proper
term?
Yes, that's
correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So let's get to know Emily a little bit. Emily, where are you from and how did you come across this opportunity with Champ's Heart?
So I come from a small town in Arizona. We moved out here 2 years ago. And the weather is wild here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do seem rather tan compared to Larry and I. That'll fade. Don't worry.
Yes, yes. So, and I learned about Champ's Heart fairly soon after we moved here. And I was wondering, how do I get involved with this organization? Didn't realize that there was a position in my near future.
Wow.
I was approached about the position and I wanted to learn more about it and fell in love, and the rest will be history.
So are you a horse lover?
Yeah, okay. So I've been riding horses my whole life. I rodeoed, ran barrels with the Turquoise Rodeo Circuit.
All right.
So that's second nature for me. So that's awesome as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, welcome and excited to have you. And I know Larry is super excited to have the help. And that's really what it's all about. It's helping Champs Heart to continue their mission. And, you know, for the record, it's not technically equine therapy. We got to make sure there's a distinction between those two things. That's a very clinical and medical thing.
That's right.
Whereas what you do is an experience, really.
Yes.
For children and with special needs and their family. So my intention from the very beginning was that this would be a place where the whole family could come for free, get to spend time with their siblings, or they may be here having a fun time together as a family,
exactly,
with a brother or sister. And we do it all for free. We have 292 people, last I heard, children in the program.
Wow.
And 50 or so on our wait list.
61.
61 on our wait list. And our veterans program now, Don. Man, I wish you could have seen the veteran who was riding last Friday.
Oh, I see the videos. Yes. I follow you on Facebook, and I have you guys on the feed. And every time I see a video, I got to click on it and watch it and see the experience, because it's transformative. I mean, it really is. Whether it's a child that maybe is not very responsive to a lot, and then you put that child on this horse, and suddenly they just, something turns on.
Yep.
You know?
Those horses are magical.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear about it. This isn't because of my work. I mean, I'm the story. I got the story. But there are so many people behind the scenes that are making this organization function the way it is.
Takes a village.
It sure does. Oh, boy.
And you know what? And it's a credit, though, to you and your staff and the organization to get out and educate people on what Champs Heart is all about. And then that fosters people's interest, and then their support and their love, and they want to continue supporting the donors, the volunteers. I mean, the people that just want to be involved in some way. It is really heartwarming to see. And I think that's what is really cool. You accept all forms of help, whether it's monetary or volunteers or however people want to help and get involved. There's a place for those people to get involved.
Absolutely. Really cool. You can adopt a horse for a year.
How about that?
And take care of their medical bills.
See?
Or buy their hay for a year. What's really humbling to me, Don, is I go on Facebook and I see all the comments, you know?
Yeah.
And I go back and I say, where are you from? Just last night, I got contacted from Australia.
Wow.
I have been contacted from Gaza.
Oh, my goodness.
And from the Ukraine.
Wow.
With people who want to know, where do you find those saddles?
My goodness.
I wish I was in Idaho Falls and I'd volunteer to be with you. Affirms for me, Don, that we are doing something good and doing something right and something that's needed.
Absolutely.
And bringing Emily on now, who's just a big, big step forward.
Yeah, exciting times. Yeah. I mean, you know, you continue to grow, expand. It's an easy cause to get behind. Because you've got these wonderful animals, you've got these wonderful kids, and then the veterans program as well. I mean, I'm a huge supporter of virtually anything with kids or veterans. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about one of the fundraisers that's coming up here soon. Now that we've turned the calendar to October, you got Denim and Diamonds, October 12th at the Blue Cross Conference Center, right there at the Mountain America Center. Talk about what's going on at Denim and Diamonds.
So our gala starts at 6 p.m., 6 to 7. We're going to have a silent auction and a live auction as well. We still have sponsorships available. We've got our Clydesdale sponsorship, which is a $5,000 sponsorship and comes with two tables of eight. We also have the Quarter Horse sponsorship available, and that's $2,500 with two tables. We have our sponsorship table of just $800, and that's just $100 a ticket.
Gotcha.
We still have seats available. Let's purchase those. You can purchase them on our website at champsheart.org, or you can message us on Facebook, and we can go ahead and take care of it from there.
All right. Denim and Diamonds, two of my favorite things.
You know that when we're there, you know who's going to be sitting at our table with you and I, Don, and our wives?
Who?
Paige Ann.
Oh, Paige Ann from American Idol.
From American Idol.
We love Paige Ann.
She's going to be there singing. And
all right. So yeah. We've got live entertainment too.
Yeah.
I love the silent auctions, but I really like the live auctions. And with that, I think it's now time to let you in on what we're going to contribute this year. We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. We've got another star guitar to donate to Champs Heart and Denim and Diamonds and the live auction. And of course, we've been doing this for years. I personally have been doing this for, well, almost two decades now, just taking guitars around to various country concerts and begging and pleading and sometimes bullying my way backstage to get these guitars signed, because the way I look at it, it's very simple. If someone's signature can positively affect someone's life, why wouldn't they sign everything?
Yes, absolutely.
I would.
I would do.
Unfortunately, yes. My signature doesn't bring that kind of money, but I'm telling you, if it did, I would put it in front of me. I will sign all day long.
You bet.
Absolutely.
You bet. Absolutely.
Thankfully, the country music community, we've got a lot of generous, amazing artists that are willing to sign. Just put the guitar in front of them, say it's a charity guitar, and they will sign it. So yeah. God bless them for doing that. And with that in mind, we've got a beautiful guitar that we are going to donate to y'all this year. And this one is signed by Martina McBride, Ashley McBride. So you got both McBrides, Brothers Osborne, Michael Ray, Dylan Scott, Cole Swindell, Midland, the whole band signed it, Clay Walker, and Sam Hunt.
Wow.
So that beautiful acoustic guitar is the star guitar that we are donating to Champs Heart and Denim and Diamonds, the live auction coming up on October 12th. And it comes with a signed letter or certificate of authenticity that I will put my business card on. Okay. So if anybody excellent. Has any questions, I can verify the authenticity. So, excellent. You know, excellent. It's just a fun way, just like everything else, I'm sure, in the auction, the silent auction, the live auction, everything else. It's just a fun way to donate to a cause you love. And what I really like is when there's bidding wars or people like donate the item back. I mean, it goes it can get a little crazy sometimes. Yeah. It really can. And people are just, you know, it's just a fun way for people to give until it feels good, because it feels good to give, which is the motto I always use about everything when it comes to charity and nonprofits. And it always feels good to give to Champs Heart. That's for darn sure.
You're doing it for the kids, folks. You're doing it for the veterans.
Do it for the kids and the veterans as well.
Who I say are so oftentimes overlooked. Underserved.
Yeah. It is a pleasure for us to continue to support you guys and what you do. You're doing God's work over there at Champs Heart, and we couldn't be happier to be a little part of it. And we're so happy that it's growing and more people are getting involved too. And Emily, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Champs Heart family. Larry?
Last word to the public. We are open Monday afternoons, Thursday afternoons, all day Saturday. If you just want to come by and sit and watch and sit in our new observatory room where it's dust free.
Oh, I might be able to do that. Because remarkably, after all of this, I don't know if you know, Emily, I'm allergic to horses.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I'm the guy over there in the observatory room with a mask on, popping Benadryl.
Right?
That's me. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just welcome to come out.
Larry, Emily from Champs Heart, champsheart.org, Denim and Diamonds, Gallup. Is coming up on October 12th at the Blue Cross Conference Center. Be part of it. Get those tickets and come see what it's all about with the Wolf. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.